What is the demand of love? What is the demand of love? That's the question that Therese dared to ask in every moment. That's the question that she struggled to ask at times. It wasn't effortless at all. What is the demand of love? In an environment like this, in a moment of grace, maybe it doesn't seem so difficult. But when we go out there, and the ones we encounter are driven by different questions, like, what is in it for me? How do I come out ahead? What have I got coming to me? I deserve it, after all, don't I? I put up with you. Or did you hear about so-and-so? Oh, yeah. The question has to do with love. And love, properly understood, is placed before us in the cross. Self-outpouring. Not self-ambition, not self-gain, not self-notoriety, not self-recognition. Self-outpouring. The demand of love compels me to be driven to help bring about the good of the other for the other's sake. Even when it's inconvenient, even when it's unfair from a worldly point of view, even when it's hard, the demand of love is to be lived in each and every moment. Gosh, echoing now Bishop Barron, I really find that hard. And I find it especially hard in certain situations with certain people. I'm glad none of you are those people. I'm glad this isn't the situation. But let me tell you something. You get a group of priests together? Whoa, not so easy. I find myself tempted sometimes to go into the cattiness and the gossip and all that kind of stuff too. I'm not immune from that. The demand of love. So therefore, I find that it's necessary for me to be connected with people to help me to have the courage to truly ask that question and to desire to live forth from it each and every day. That without the assistance of others, I'm going to fall right back into the toxic culture, which is all about the promotion of self, not God. How do I do that? Well, reading, and praying, connecting, the sacraments of the church, these are all indispensable sources of strength to help me to have the wherewithal to love when it doesn't feel easy to love. To pour out self when I want to be recognized and I want to be noticed and I want to be affirmed and I want to be glorified. Our faith as adults, our loving as adults in daily experience, it should look different than it did when we were younger. The questions we should be asking are different questions. The courage with which we dare to embody faith, hope, and love should be more evident as adults. There should be a maturity that our faith exhibits as we continue to grow and develop. And it's hard to do. We have to make choices to grow in our understanding. So I mentioned some different ways that have been indispensable for me and continue to be with connectedness with those who are doing it, have done it, and desire to do it. We have an opportunity again coming up in our parish the weekend before Thanksgiving. We've heard about this Acts retreat, Adoration, Community, Theology, and Service. It's a dedicated time in a concentrated way to really enter in to the sacraments of the church and into the sacramental life of the church and the devotional life of the church. It allows those who participate to step away from the toxicity of the culture so that they can be immersed in the reservoir of grace with other men, in this instance, who wish to do the same, who wish to dare to live from the demands of love in the ordinary experience of their lives, in their home, in their workplace, in their leisure, wherever it may be. This isn't just about the men who Christ is calling to participate on the retreat. This is about our parish. Because when we have opportunities to grow in understanding and practice of the faith, to grow in understanding and practice of the demands of love, everybody benefits whom we encounter. It's to our benefit that the men who are being called this November hear the call and respond. It's to our benefit to look around and to notice, to extend invitations, to encourage spouse or friend, father or grandfather, out of love for them, knowing the difference that it stands to make. I'd like to invite forward for a few more words about the retreat, whoever Jim is on this morning. Wow, 8:30, let me tell you something. You just won the award. I'm going to set the expectation really high for Jim to be able to share with us the benefit, not just for the men. My goodness, it gets even better. Paul's joining Jim. This is like an all-star team.
You know, Father, you would have done very well in sales. I mean, I want to go out and I want to sign up now, and I've already signed up. Good morning. My name is Jim Devine, and I'm here to talk to you about the Acts Retreat. 2 years ago, my wife, Chris, and I came to the parish, and we knew very few people. And we're looking for a way to get engaged and connect with the people of this parish. And Acts was that vehicle for us. I think I made mine before Chris made hers. But what I found was a group of men who were interested in sharing their faith, interested in talking about God. That's something I've always been interested in. And I found a very alive group of people. So for me, it was a way to be part of, to connect, to participate, to do more than just come to church on Sunday. And it has made all the difference in my life to be able to do that. A couple weeks ago, Rick Betchell, I think, gave us the best reason why we should make this retreat. Yeah. And that's because we deserve it. Our lives are crazy busy. Mine is. I don't know if yours is. But to be able to take a moment and take a break, and like Father said, disconnect from the toxicity of this culture and be able to spend time with other men who believe the way we believe, and be able to talk about that and support each other. I think that is the best reason to do this. So think about it. Think about taking time to take a breath from your busy culture and this busy schedule of yours and spend some time with us. I would invite you all. Paul's gonna talk a little bit about when, where, the logistics, and we will be after Mass at the back with flyers. If you're interested. So, Paul.
Yeah, the weekend, the Men's Acts weekend is going to take place November 19th to the 22nd, which is the weekend before Thanksgiving. We meet here at 6 o'clock on Thursday evening, and we head to the retreat center in Adrian. And we return here for as a group for 11 o'clock Mass on Sunday. I really want to encourage, as Jim said, any of you, any men, particularly here today, to simply say yes. And I'm going from experience there, and as I have said to many other men, I mean, it is such a beautiful experience. You simply cannot think about it. You can't imagine it. You can't think about what it would be. If you do, you simply won't go. You need to be there. You need to say yes and experience it. So I encourage the men here to simply, you know, make arrangements for the day off, certainly, and make arrangements with your family to do without you for those couple days. But after that, simply say yes. And then reach out and take the hand of God that's leading you for that whole weekend. And you will not regret the day off. You will not regret it one bit. Because I guarantee you, if you think about it too much, you simply won't go. And that you will be denying yourself and so many others of that beautiful experience and that benefit that you will get as a man of faith. So I encourage you all to, there's plenty of the registration forms at the end of every pew. Men, take the form. Women, take the form. If there's someone that in your family or a friend that you think might be at least open to it, please take the form and give it to them. And men, please take the form. Like I said, think about the weekend, make the logistical arrangements, and simply say yes and join us. As Jim said, it's a wonderful weekend. You're surrounded by men who are there for the same reason you are. And as Father mentioned, you know, one way to grow in love is to simply surround yourself. Not only that weekend, but after that, you will feel surrounded by other men of faith, other women of faith who have made the retreat weekend as well. And you will grow. You will grow in your love, just as St. Therese did, as she advised us to do. So again, Jim and I will be at the back. After Mass, there's other men here who are on the team. Tom Williams is on our team. Rick Bechtel's on our team. And there may be others here. Please see us after Mass if you have any questions or concerns about it. Okay? Thank you for listening.
Thank you very much, guys. I very much appreciate your issuing an invitation to all of us as a parish to be engaged in supporting this event. There are some who have responded to the demand of love by means of making a sacrificial offering that they themselves are not able to participate, but they want it possible. So there are no financial concerns. If you're in a situation where it's tight, and many of us understand that personally firsthand, have the humility just simply to accept somebody else's provision that is expressly for you to go, with the knowledge that there'll be a moment at a later date when you will step into paying it forward yourself. Let's please stand and with confidence profess this gift of faith that we have received.